Pardon my turkey. Or an XML Thanksgiving. Preface. This is not a sad thing. It's a triumphant thing. I've been programming since I was a child. It is my hobby and profession. To me, fitness is more important than work, so I am well proportioned. But when the gym is over, I just sit down to work on my program. It is how I relax. It is how I meditate. Over multiple decades of programming, I learned that I can make holidays my own by challenging myself to writing happy little programming gems. Rarely complete or even related to my work, I create programs on holidays. And today was just such a holiday, and I have enjoyed myself immensely. I've learned a precious thing, and I will remember it for life. In a way, my private little holidays never end. They always add, and the ideas stay with me. An XML Thanksgiving. When spring came around, being a hecking curious cat, I asked artificial intelligence about writing an XML tokenizer or parser. XML is a way to represent objects such as cat, image, link, in plain old text. You can efficiently say, "The web page object has a link object, and the link object has an attribute that holds a web address." Or car object contains a person object with the attribute name and the value Alice. So you can nest all kinds of objects, creating trees that then you can use in computer games or desktop applications. And you can give objects attributes, as in link has a web address or person has a name. I will not bother you with the actual syntax, but to make nesting possible, you open an object. Put a bunch of objects inside it, and then you have to remember to close the object. In other words, two lines of text are required per single object, an opening line, and then somewhere on the bottom, after you stuff it full of other things, a closing line. In terms of processing such nested things with multiple tags, this is scary. There are infinities here, multiple tags that belong to the same thing, and you don't know what you are opening and what is closing and where. And it seems like it's a terrible idea to even think about writing a program to tame this complexity. But shockingly, shockingly, I say, parsing XML is so easy that the parser is only 50 lines of easy-to-read code. And conceptually speaking, it has only three concerns. Detect the object tags, get the attributes, and detect the objects nested inside it. This inner detection repeats the whole process. It is a recursive process. You see, my little gift, what I have learned today, is that XML is not only special because it is a wonderful way to create object hierarchies, but also because it takes just a few lines of code to write the parser. Due to the extreme self-similarity of the syntax and the processing. Afterword. I work on the much-despised next generation of programming languages. Today, they are called visual programming languages, or low-code doodads. I aim to ease the entry bar into complex programming, and my focus is on young people who refuse to pretend to learn in school, who want to learn for real, and want every piece of their effort to be clear to comprehend, powerful, and meaningful. The current generation of programming languages serves as a good starting point, but it is riddled with mnemonics and code management tricks to help humans understand things better. Code contains models, inversions, patterns, all existing because we have monkey brains that are good at navigation, but are not so good at computer processing. The human-friendly front-end, the human interface in a visual programming language, is just about connecting boxes together. A process made even more friendly with the use of AI today, as the AI can help users select the appropriate boxes and help them imagine greater programs. The result that actually runs on the server is a data network. Its most basic implementation can be called an event emitter network. But the visual program adds special data routing instructions, allowing programs to self-heal from failures, to smartly reroute, and introduces hidden concepts of queues that make execution efficient and buffers that ensure the program does not overwhelm the system it is running in. These concepts are not new, but they are hard to implement in standard code, and even harder to comprehend when multiple programmers are working on the same code base. But get this. In a visual programming world of boxes and lines, they are easily tucked away behind an easy-to-grasp drop-down menu. It could not be more anticlimactic. Lastly, to all those critics of visual programming languages, to understand the power of visual programming, you have to give up all the grunt work, all the stuff that you always repeat, that you always wanted to get rid of, and focus on producing results and getting stuff done. To accomplish this, you have to understand that there are no user interface builders in visual programming. There are no HTTP libraries that you can use to make HTTP servers. All these things are already done. You have a reverse proxy box that you can connect to several HTTP server boxes that each exposes routes via little ports that you connect to. It's all just data. It's all just lines. Streams of HTTP requests carrying a response object that you modify, or really any kind of packet. All the big ideas, from object relational mapping and access FileMaker-like UIs, all the way up to fancy dashboards, backends, frontends, and websites, ship with a VPL. Ready to be customized, but it's not necessary to customize them. They are all ready to go, ready to do their thing and be as boring and uneventful and unsurprising as possible. They are there to get the job done. Each box does one large thing and does it well. Those who need customization and extra strange work, well, they can first create a bounty backend where people can sign up and bid on whatever they need. Here, programmers can collaborate with the inventor or just all the customers in the network. Then the network owners could take a small percent of the final payment. Please don't critique visual programming, and you certainly do not want to critique it in an age of artificial intelligence or artificial organisms that can pretty much reason. Instead, build your own visual programming language and service where you can teach and prosper. Don't leave yourself behind. Advance, challenge, innovate, lead, change the world. And above all, let your contributions be meaningful, large, visible, whole, grand, and life-changing. Stand up and stand out. Don't let decades pass you by at the office. Make your beautiful art count for more.